So, laying the foundation. Some of us who missed yesterday, we can't recap all, but just laying the foundation to be able to build on today, we have said and established that praise is lifting God up. In full explanation, it is expressing either in words or in song or through instruments. We saw the basis yesterday, the wonder through the instruments in praising God. And I know this morning we still have the privilege to hear from Him. So when you express in words, in your action, in your dance, through your song, through the instruments, God's personality, God's character, His power, then you are praising God. We also said it is speaking favorably of God. Psalm 50 and verse 23, the A part. Psalm 50 and verse 23. The Bible says that offered praise glorifieth Him. We have also said everything that has breath and God's people, those who have come to the knowledge of His salvation, all of us are qualified to praise God. And in case you are not even born again in the house, you are not yet part of this family of God, you are also qualified to praise God. Why? Because the Bible says in Psalm 47 verse 7, let everything that has breath, does what? Praise the Lord. So as long as you have the breath of God in you, you are also qualified to praise God. It's just your level of praise is different from the level of praise. Or the focus of your praise, let me use that word, is different from the focus of the praise of God's people. To those who have not come to the saving grace, who has not come to salvation, your praise must be one that is drawing on the mercy of God before it can be acceptable. Hallelujah. So that it will not turn to secular music. Even if you have not come to the knowledge of Jesus, your praise must be focused on drawing on the mercy of God. But all, in summary, all of us are qualified to praise God. Because everything that has breath should praise God. His people also should praise God. Just like Psalm 22 and verse 3 makes us to understand. Now, looking at the wonders of praise, I would describe it as the wonders of praise is the powerful and the transformative influence that praise has on praisers when they praise God. What is this wonders of praise? It is the powerful and the transformative power, transformative influence that praise has on the praiser. That is the wonders of praise. And so when I pray for you that everyone in this concert this year will experience the wonders of praise. In other words, I am saying you will experience the power of God in your direction according to your need. I am saying you will experience the transformative influence of God according to your need. That is simply what wonders of praise means. When you experience the power of God, the powerful and the transformative influence that praise has on the praisers, then we will say you have experienced the wonders of praise. Now, a believer's unreserved praise moves God to action in their favor. You can never go wrong with praise. Choir. You can never what? If that praise is heart-seated and God-focused, are you with me? You know there are different types of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. There are different kinds of praise.
If a talking drummer come here now, or meet you, you know, some of us have gone to Owambe. Hallelujah. How many of you have been in Owambe now? Eh? Owambe, party now. Uh-huh. Maybe wedding or whatever. And you see these people with their talking drum. Like Daddy gave us example one day. We went for a wedding. I think one of my sister's wedding, and we are doing anko. Myself and two of Daddy's sister, we wore the same clothes. And three of us, women, sitting close to him with the same uniform. The man didn't know who is who. And he began to beat talking drum, say, this is a great man. A man that can marry three wives. And you can see the wives, the way they are looking. See one Oyinbo here. See another one, dudu tonda. All manner of things. And when he just kept singing that this praise. That his father in the village is the head of, they used to go and hunt for elephants. He doesn't, the father na CAC man. Hallelujah. And to he got to understand. Daddy said, Mommy, please open your purse. And the man was bountifully blessed. Hallelujah. Praise. A king woke up one day and the daughter praised to the extent that the man said, ask me anything. Even to the half of my kingdom. I will do what? I will release it. Let the people praise me. God is saying, let all the people, how many? Let them praise me. He said, the earth will yield an increase. And God will bless us. He said, our God will bless us. And the ends of the earth will fear. Fearful blessing is coming somebody's way. All you need to do is not to sit down when praise is on. Praise that is heart-seated and God-focused. I've just told you one type of praise now, isn't it? But the praise that is heart-seated, the highest that he could do for the man was to give him some cash. Hallelujah. If the man was sick, he wouldn't, no matter the praise, he wouldn't have been able to heal the man. Don't get me wrong. Even as a pastor, if you pray for him, is it not for him to pray and for God to answer? So who does the healing? But any praise that is heart-seated and God-focused, we always draw on divinity. We always draw on the power of God to change, to transform, to bless, to favor. Somebody is changing level from this concert. Maybe I am talking to only the choir members. I said somebody is changing level from this concert. Somebody is changing level from this concert. Somebody is changing level from this concert. The same you that enter here is not the same you going out. You didn't believe that one. Now, because, you see, when praise is going up, something is coming down. Hallelujah. Something is coming down. Blessing is coming down. Oh, I love this Hausa song. Ruwan Sama is not the Ruwan Sama, the water rain. It is blessing. So when praise goes up to God, especially, mark my word, if that praise is heart-seated and God-focused, you are not going to not a man. That's why if your praise is heart-seated and God-focused, you will not be minding your appearance in God's presence. Says, this is my cloth. May no dirty. Is it not better that your cloth is dirty than your life to be dirty? The one that is able to wash you clean is the one you are praising. And you are so mindful of what you are wearing. And I sum it up. How much? 15,000. I sum it up. Everything you are wearing, 50,000. Raise your hand if it's more than that. I sum you up this morning. Everything you are wearing, 100,000. I sum you up this morning. Everything you are wearing, 500,000. Raise your hand if it's more than that. I said, lay. it's time to praise God, you see people rolling, you see people not mindful, their clothes is rumpled, and somebody is economizing their voice. Somebody is economizing their dance. When messaging will say, give me chance, oh, I want to praise my God. Clear the road, oh. I want to be body for Jesus. You think he's now because God never touched you. That's why you are still economizing. If you economize your praise, God will economize your blessing. Very simple. You're a big man. Ni wa ju tani. Ta lo ma perin, ta lo de aperin ni wa ju ode apayan. The one that will kill the soul and kill the body. You are claiming power. You are claiming strength. You are claiming fine boy. Fine boy, no money. Sometimes when I look at some people in church, thank God I am not God. Say, thank God, mommy is not God. Thank God, Mamiaka is not God. Some people, I will just look at your file, especially time of praise. That's where some people, they will be feeling pressed. When we are praising the Almighty, the day I had, I've never been in court. This court, is it not court they call it? Eh? In the press of a lawyer and judge, could not be court. Uh-huh. I've never been there, but I heard that if you are in court, whoever you are, you can't pick call. Eh? If your phone rings, self, you are now offense. Can I have a witness in the house? Who knows that? But inside church, people are even monitoring message like this, isn't it? Because everybody's seated. If you stand up, they will. But during praise, everybody's standing, so you can maneuver. They are praising God. Some people will be loitering around outside and be receiving call of human being. Who is calling you? When you are praising God, so even some instrumental is not in haka. It can't happen in haka. They are using one hand to press piano. They are using the other hand to press their phone. It can't happen here. And it can't happen. I say it can't happen. You want to experience the wonders of praise? I don't know why I'm dwelling on this. Your praise must be heart-seated and God-focused. Sama, if I am conscious that I am before the Almighty God, sister, blessing, God bless you. Mrs. Noah, stand up. I say, God bless you. That chant of yesterday, I saw myself in God's presence. Except you don't understand that language. And maybe I don't know. They say they did Igbo chants, go. I didn't see any Igbo person express anything. I said they don't hear waiting, then they talk. Eh? DM said they will do it again. Sit down. Your generation is blessed. Yeah. Tell me this morning, what will you give God? I don't know why the Holy Spirit is bypassing my message. What do you have? What do you have to give God? you going to give God? Kini mi? Kini wa? Who are you? Who am I? I pray for everyone under this ministration this morning that you will change your attitude towards praise. If you can change your attitude towards praise, you will see the wonders of praise. In 5 minutes, I will be done with my message. Because I will show you what to expect if you truly engage, heart-seated, and God-focused praise. Let me sound it to your neighbor. That your praise, if it must draw on God's wonders, it must be heart-seated and God-focused. I love all languages, but I like Yoruba more. You know, love and like, not be the same. Are you in church? I don't know if it is applicable in other languages, but there is a way you call God. There is a way you, especially if you are truly worshiping God in the spirit, there are some inspirational songs that will just be coming in honor of God. You can't experience the wonder of praise. And I was analyzing in a few minutes the wonders that you will enjoy. And if you are truly engaging in heartfelt, heart-seated, and God-focused praise, the wonders that you should expect taking place in your life. I'm not talking about Chingon praise. What is Chingon praise? Eh? I should dramatize for you. Chingon praise. Jehovah. You're not beating for me. Jehovah. 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 Something is worrying you. I can see you dancing. Are you dancing? Eh? Are you dancing? I can see you dancing. Why should you want to see me dancing? Dance your own, I'll dance my own. At that moment, you are losing focus. If there are people like me in that congregation, when you are saying, I can't see you dancing, you put me off. You have disconnected me from that place. See, if your praise is heart-seated and God-focused, there is a spirit. You don't need to tell people, oh, yeah, dance. Eh? Church, are we connected? You don't need to tell, if you are dancing, people will dance. People will dance. You are provoking, you are insulting us by saying, I can't see you dancing. Don't tell us again. Press leader na here, go. Don't tell us, I can't see you dancing again. You are to lead us. What does leader do? What does leader do? They lead, then we do what? So if you are singing, what happened? We will sing. If your song is from your spirit, we will sing. If your dance is from your spirit, what happened? We will dance. You will experience wonders of praise. Now let's look at the wonders. I told you in a few minutes I'll be gone. These are what you should expect if there's a condition. If your praise to God is heart-seated and God-focused.
Number one. Wonder number one. Praise invites God's presence. Psalm 22 verse 3. Psalm 100 and verse 4. He said, praise be to the Lord that inhabit. God delight in praise. He want to dwell where there is praise. And can I tell you the truth? The Bible says, if God be for you, what happened? Nothing can be against you. So when your praise invites God, bring God into your situation, or via your thanksgiving and praise, you are able to enter into God's presence. Either of the two. Either God come to dwell, or what happened? Or you enter into his presence. The thing is that via praise, you can get God's presence. And when God is with you, nothing can be against you. God can be present and sickness will survive in your life. God can be present and poverty will still be dwelling with you. God can be present with you. But your complaint and murmuring drive God far away from you. Because praise invites, establish divine presence. Wonder number two. Praise brings breakthrough. Praise brings breakthrough. Ask Paul like Silas in Acts chapter 16. If you read that story from verse 16 to verse 26, the Bible says, for preaching the gospel, they were beaten. They didn't steal. They were beaten and they threw them inside prison. And the Bible says, in the midnight, they pray. And from their prayer, they enter into a higher realm. Because prayer is good, but praise is better. Because the highest that prayer can do for you is to draw on God's ministry angels to you. But praise, no one take God's glory. So praise draw on divine presence. So they invited God via their praise. And the Bible says their chains were broken. The prison door was open. Breakthrough came. I don't know what has limited you or what is limiting your life and destiny, your marriage. Just name it. You can secure breakthrough. You can break forth from that chain of limitation if you can engage in heart-seated and God-focused praise. Wonder number three. Praise is a sure weapon in spiritual warfare. Now, if I tell you there is no war in the spirit realm, I tell you that Ephesians 6 makes it clear to us. There is war going on. Either you know it or not, either you accept it or not, there is a spiritual war going on. But praise is a weapon in your hand to be able to win. A sure weapon to overcome any form of spiritual warfare. You read 2 Chronicles chapter 20. If you read from verse 19 to 25, thereabout, you will see the wonder of praise. Powerful nation came against God's people. And with the wisdom of God, they engage in praise. And as they engage in that praise, the Bible says God set ambushment against their enemy and they killed themselves. You don't need to cry, fall down, and die. Midnight prayer is good, but midnight praise is better. Are you in church? Engage heart-seated and God-focused prayer. And you will look for your enemies. You won't find them again. Powerful weapon of spiritual warfare. Wonder number four. Praise provokes access to revelation. Isaiah 12 and verse 3. With joy. With joy. And James chapter 5 verse 13 tells us. So you combine those two scriptures. Isaiah 12 verse 3 and James 5 and verse 13. James 5 13 say, is any man merry? Let him what? Let him sing song of praise. Let him praise God. Let him sing. Let him celebrate. Let us sing. Let us celebrate. Now, it is with this joy in praise, in thanksgiving, that you draw water. What is water? Revelation. Understanding out of the wells of salvation. He draws on God's revelation. He provokes revelation. And revelation chart a course for your life. Show you what to do, where to go. You can't be confused with revelation. God will always show you the way out. Wonder number 5. Praise sets stage for the miraculous. Your praise sets stage for the miraculous. So if you are desirous of any miracle in any area of your life, all you should engage in is heart-seated and God-focused prayer. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 20. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. Whatever miracle do you desire, the world fell flat when they began to blow the trumpets in praise of God. Every wall, it does not matter. They say 7 horses can ride on the wall. That wall of Jericho. How wide is it? How big is it? But it sank. It didn't fall. Because theologians have told us that wall is like a cube of sugar. Any side is still the same. So praise didn't fall the wall. Praise sank the wall. Then you will look for it. You won't find it again. If you can engage in heart-seated and God-focused prayer, it sets stage for the miraculous. Miracle, no they tire Jesus. If you can engage your heart and focus on God, the Almighty, the miracle working God, that miracle can take place. The one that can give children to a woman that does not have a womb, that does not have a fallopian tube. I ask, how did it happen? It's a miracle working God. All you need to do is to engage your heart in true praise. Wonder number 6. Praise renews our strength and faith. Praise renew our strength and faith. Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. The joy of the Lord is what? Is my strength. You can't be weak in the presence. Either any system of your body. Say the womb is weak. The system is weak. Whatever. You can't be weak if you engage in heart-seated and God-focused prayer. Because the joy of the Lord that emanates from your praise is what? His strength, both spiritual and physical strength. This is what you expect. These are your benefits, the blessings, the wonders that come with praise. And the last one for this service, praise provoke supernatural multiplication. Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Let the people praise you. Out of those who will bring praise to God, out of those who will give thanks, out of those who will celebrate, out of those who will sing, out of those who will dance, out of those who will make sounds of joy to God. And they will marry before him. He said, I will multiply, they will not be small. I will glorify, they will not be few. And can I round up this morning? To let you know, as we have said in Psalm 50 verse 23, that he that offered praise glorify God. You combine that scripture with Jeremiah 30 and verse 19b, that you praise God to be glorified. Tell your neighbor for me, your praise glorify God for you to be glorified. I didn't hear you say your praise glorify God for you to be glorified. Now, personalize, you say, my praise glorify God for me to be glorified. After this concert today, shame will no longer be found anywhere around you. Rise to your feet. I want you to give God thanks for the eye opener this morning.
that you can enjoy these wonders and more in praise if you can engage a heart-seated and God-focused prayer. And as you are doing that, if you are in church this morning, you are not yet part of this family of God,